You're listening to DraftKings Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings. Why are you listening to this show? The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
There's Le Champion.
Yeah.
What's cooking, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Howdy.
What's up, Chris? Can I get a what?
Yo, yo.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, guys.
It's good to see you, Jericho. Let's get started right now. There is some controversy, Stugatz. I don't know if people know this.
What happened?
It might be a bit of a surprise that Jericho is back because Colin Cowherd was 2-3.
Oh,
good
week.
It appeared that Jericho was 1-4-ish, but we couldn't make a determination when he made his pick, Houston or the Cardinals. It sounded like he said the Texas Cardinals. And so
the Cardexans, excuse me.
That's a win.
And yeah,
and
well.
Fine.
Well,
yeah,
because he's the champion, because you have to beat the champion to beat the champion, we have made him 2-3 with an executive ruling that feels a little bit suspicious. So hopefully he won't do that again. But are you ready, Chris Jericho? Are you ready to start picking games for us right now?
I am ready. I was originally supposed to be here yesterday, but I wasn't quite feeling it yet after my almost disastrous loss. Thankfully, the judge's decision weighed true. And Texas Cardinals was accepted as it should be. And now I'm over my panic attack that I had, and I'm ready to prognosticate. I'm going to do good this week. I'm going to go 5-for-5 this week.
All right.
I don't usually say that, but this week I really believe it.
Mm-hmm. You feel good this week. You really feel good. Okay. All right.
All right. We'll he is coming off a 1-4-ish type of week. Be careful. But he is alleged to be our greatest champion ever.
Hold on a second. It's 2-3. That's the judge's final rule. I don't want to hear any more of this 1-4 BS.
Okay? Agreed. Yes.
Let's be positive here. Leave the negative behind. I'm back on the show. I'm now ready. Yes, one of the greatest celebrity prognosticators of all time, not just on your show, but on all the shows. There was a show in Lithuania that called me this morning and wanted me to be their celebrity prognosticator because they've heard about the word on the street, the cobblestone streets in Lithuania. But the word on the street there is that I am the best celebrity prognosticator of all time. So they wanted me to join in for some of their goat races and those sort of things. But I was too busy putting my blinders on for this show in the NFL.
We have somebody who's got a quibble with your best ever status. We'll get to that in a second, but let's first
pick. Is it still Carrot Top?
Let's just pick the games. Let's pick the game.
And now it is time for Celebrity Prognosticator. Let's win some money.
Steelers at Browns. The Browns are a 3-point favorite at home. You hate the Browns as a nickname.
I really do. I'm not a big fan of it, but I got to go a little bit outside the box this week to get this 5-for-5. I'm going to go with the Cleveland team, shall we say. I'm not going to say that word, but I'll say the Cleveland's finest. will win this week.
Case Keenum.
Eagles at Lions. Lions a 3.5-point dog at home.
Yeah, I'm going with the Eagles. Once again, one of these nights, one of my favorite songs. I like the Eagles. I don't know any Lions songs, but the Eagles are pretty A-OK in my book, so that's who I'm taking.
The Lions sleep tonight. Panthers at Falcons. Falcons minus 3. Who you got?
I'm going with Panthers. Once again, Panthers, Spanish for Panthers, Pantera. Of course, Pantera, great rock and roll band. But on top of that, I'm really feeling the Panthers' chances this week. They got some good stuff going on there.
Man, these are some shitty games.
Patriots and they're bad games. Patriots and Chargers. Chargers a 5.5-point favorite at home.
Once again, you know what I'm going to say. I just love saying the word Chargers. I like the Chargers. Lots of great stuff going on in that organization as well. They're going to have a big win this week.
Buccaneers at Saints. Saints on a 4.5-point dog at home to Tom Brady, who has a larger private jet than you do.
Still a little bit angry about that, but he was nice to me. Shook my hand, looked me in the eye, said hello. So I'm going to go with the Buccaneers. It's hard to beat Brady in this day and age, is what I'm saying. Especially that jet, the size of jet that he has. He can literally practice passing while he's on that jet. So at all times, as far as I know.
His receivers running routes.
So yeah, exactly. Receivers are hanging out in the aft of the plane, as they say, if you're a aerodynamics guy, or at the forehead of the plane. They throw it down to the aft and they're playing catching that thing. And he's getting a lot of good practice there. So I'm going with the Buccaneers.
And you're feeling confident this week. You are right now, you are ready to go. You are telling us, you're promising everyone 5-0.
Yeah, most likely 5-0. I mean, I had a rough week last week. I had a lot of stuff to do. I had the Jericho cruise I had to worry about. You know, there's a lot of things. I couldn't find my cat. Cat was missing. Found the cat, which is great.
Great. You still pulled off a 2-3, by the way. I mean, with all that going around.
Yeah, and that's even with the pressure of my possible missing cat. So imagine what I was feeling. Turns out the cat was just in the other room, but that's okay. So this week, happens, 5 out of 5.
Right. What happened, Billy?
Lose a cat in another room. Yeah,
it's just in the other room.
You never know with the cats. Sneaky, they're mysterious cats. Creatures like that. We're going to let you go on that note, but we've got somebody here who objects to your status as champion of all champions. Carrot Top, are you somewhere in the... What is happening here? What is your objection? The nature of your objection?
I can't get in the video. Can you see me?
No, we cannot see you.
We can hear you,
but we can hear you. We have audio.
Well,
but
what the hell?
Seeing you would be a great prop right now.
Yes, it would be a great visual. It would surprise you. Yes!
There he is.
Yes!
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 Jesus.
So you right. So what is the nature of your objection? You say Jericho is not the greatest of the celebrity prognosticating champions?
No, not even close. I ran what, like 16 weeks or something?
It was
I don't think so.
I thought it was 7. I thought it was 7.
No, it was 16. It was 36.
It was 36
not
weeks.
Not that many weeks in a season.
We don't right. remember.
Why do you look like Steven Tyler?
I do. I do look like Steven Tyler.
You do.
I'm glad you finally showed up, Carrot Top, because they've been dropping your name every single week up and on this show. And while you've been playing to sold out arenas worldwide with your amazing brand of prop comedy, I've been here week after week, the stalwart, the cornerstone of the Lebatard Show, laying down celebrity prognosticating like no other. I'm 95% winning on this one. I had a rough week last week, Carrot Top, because I couldn't find my cat, who was just literally next door. But this week, I'm going 5 for 5, so that's what I got to say.
5 for 5. That's pretty weak.
Yeah, we're not worried.
Were you 5 for 5, really? Or are you going to be 5 for 5?
I think that's what they said. I think 5 for 5 last week.
No, he was 1 for 4-ish.
1 for 4, and we gave him
2 and 3.
He picked both teams.
Well, I mean, that's I'm from Canada, though. You put that into American, and it's 5 for 5. 2 for 5 in Canada is 5 for 5 in the States. So you got to specify what country you're talking about. And don't forget about Lithuania. Those people are waiting for me. You guys kicked me off this show. I'm going straight to the cobblestone streets of Lithuania. Wait, so you know the money is at stake there? How many rubles I can make over there for the goat races?
Do you want to? Are you willing to go head-to-head against Carrot Top with your picks, Jericho? Are you willing this week to go head-to-head against someone who's claiming to be a better champion than you?
The class of the mega powers, Top versus Jericho. I'm ready for it. I'm pretty sure.
All right.
I don't think Carrot Top even realizes he's still in the air right now. He's been looking down. Maybe he's looking for my cat. I'm not sure.
I'm trying to find your cat. Give me a second.
Is he there?
Blondie, are you there?
I'm here.
Top, what the hell are you doing? Do you have a good Nicholas?
I'm gonna have a big surprise. Watch this.
Okay.
Oh wait, does he have a prop?
Yeah, he does.
It's gonna be amazing.
Hold on.
We're waiting.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll wait for it.
If it works.
Oh God! I'm worried about you, Carrot Top. I mean,
played it too loud.
Oh no!
Sounds of the lambs.
Not so easy to do the Manning cast, is it, Mike Ryan?
All right, I'll stop.
All right. Do you have a good Nicolas Cage story for us, please? Last time we talked.
Oh my God. I'll probably get trapped for this, but no. So we were on your show. You remember this? During COVID, I don't know if you've ever heard of that. We were doing your show, and you had mentioned something about Nicolas Cage, and I said, "Yeah, we don't have any dirt on Nicolas Cage." So I get on my scooter to go get lunch, and as I pull up the light, there's a car randomly parked in front of me. It's got a Nicolas Cage sticker on it. So I said, "What? How weird is this?" So I took a picture of it and I sent it to you, and I also sent it to Nicolas Cage. And I said, "Look, dude, that's cool. You're on the hood of some guy's car." And he's yet to call me back. He sent me this whole list of things. I'm the worst person in the world. I sent a picture of him on the back of a car, and he thought that was really just rotten and a horrible thing for me to do as a friend.
I'm sorry. He's mad at you.
He's extremely mad at me. I think it's done.
You think your relationship with him is done
over that?
Let me tell you something, kid. It's done.
Call him right now. Let's see. Carrot Top.
That's my dog. That's my dog's treat, by the way.
Jericho, thank you for being on with us.
Are we bailing on the idea?
Let's go.
You're promoting this big matchup, and then you're saying see you later?
Well, because
what the hell is going on around here?
And now it is time for Celebrity Prognosticator. Let's win some money.
The reason I was letting you go.
Now Jericho's got props.
It's amazing.
The reason I was letting you go is because I can't pick the same games with Carrot Top, can I?
Of course, we make the rules.
Yeah, of course.
This is a true head-to-head.
Jericho went first. No, Carrot Top's got it.
Pick the same game?
They won't.
It's gone so well.
2-5-0 if they pick the same game.
Steelers at Browns. Browns -3, Carrot Top. Who you got?
The Cowboys.
Eagles at Lions. Lions +3.5. Who you got?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one. The Lions got to have a win once.
Not really.
So I'm going to go with Jared Goff.
That's good. They're going opposite, Dan.
Panthers at Falcons.
Yeah. Which one?
Panthers at Falcons.
Panthers at Falcons. Oh, boy. Oh, man. That's a tough one.
Jericho, how are you holding up here, Jericho? You look bored, Jericho.
I'm riveted at Carrot Top's the little braid he's got in his hair there. I think
we got to hurry up, Carrot Top, because Jericho's got a radio spot in Lithuania.
And my Ricky Williams I'm thinking of right now. I'll do the Falcons. Why not?
The good analysis. Patriots at Chargers. Chargers 5.5-point favorites at home. Who you got?
I don't know. That new kid playing for the Brady.
Yeah.
Playing for Brady. Sorry. Yeah. Just for this week, right? He's not taking over forever, has he?
No, he hasn't.
What are we talking about?
Brady's back next week.
The quarterback for
Mac Jones.
He's filling in for Brady for a week, right?
Yeah, he's still in for Brady.
Next week. I just want to know that Carrot Top dominated Colin Coward.
And what's the last game? Bring it on, bitch.
Buccaneers at Saints. The Saints are +4.5 at home.
I'm taking the Bucs, bitches. There it is. And by the way, I'm also taking the USC job.
I would love to see you on the sideline.
That would be great. I think we can all get behind that. Thank you, Top, for being on with us. Anything else, Jericho, that you have to say to Top before he gets out of here?
It's actually good to see Top. It's good to see all you. And I'm going to be seeing you next week. I'm sorry, Carrot. This is your 1 week, one and done. A great cameo, as we say in the biz. But I'm going to be here next week because I'm going 5 for 5. I've already celebrity prognosticated that. So I will be back next week to continue this amazing run. I got Lithuania on the phone right here. They're ready to take the call. So keep that in mind, guys.
I'll just sleep in next week.
Yeah. How about get some sleep now, Carrot?
AEW Friday night. You could always catch
AEW tonight.
Wednesday nights and Fridays on TNT.
Right. It's on Friday night. Tonight. Exactly. I get it. Come
on. All right. Also on Wednesdays, which would be tonight if it was 2 days ago.
Carrot Top, Big Show tonight at the Luxor on Friday. Are you off right now?
Yes, sir. Oh, I got a show. Yeah, show tonight. Show tonight, show tomorrow. Show tonight! Ow! Show tomorrow! Man. All right.
See you guys later.
Why don't you guys handle shots on your show, Levitard, like Carrot Top does on his show?
Next week, we'll do shots.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
See you guys.
See you later.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Levitard.
I don't think in 2021 I can get away with my Michael Irvin radio show impression.
No, probably not.
Stugatz. Pop, pop, pop. Pop, pop, pop. Kev.
That's okay. I think that's still okay. I think you can do
that. Pop, pop, pop. Pop, pop, Kev. This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
Mayfield's going to play, it looks like.
Really?
Will that line move, or was the line based on him playing? That line will move. Oh, they were three, and it's the Steelers.
It's 3.5. Yeah. Because we're at home?
It wouldn't be three if it was Case Keenum, would it?
I think the line opened up on the assumption that it was Case.
I think it was set at three with Case, right.
I don't think it'll move either way, whether they announce Case or Baker. I think people think that Baker's too hurt and Browns are too hurt.
It's a big game
what
for you, man.
No one's really talking about is Baker's going to play, try everything to play, because he's trying to get that contract too. I mean, we already exercised the option. Like, he's coming back next year no matter what. But then you get into, like, the franchise tag Dak Prescott thing.
Jameis has a chance for the ultimate revenge game.
On the Bucs?
Well, it's Saints and Bucs, but you're also beating Tom Brady.
Just in general, it's always good to beat Tom Brady?
I mean, imagine beating your old team and also...
the quarterback that replaced you?
Yeah. I must feel good. Although I think Brady's already won and the Bucks have already won despite what happens in that game.
I think Brady's had the ultimate revenge.
On everyone?
Mm-hmm. So Stafford passed John Elway with 300 passing touchdowns to get into the top 12? Yeah, 13. He's 13. So Tom Brady, by season's end, will probably have had two separate careers that would get him in the top 10 in passing touchdowns. He's going to throw for 700 passing touchdowns.
Yes, he is.
In his career. If he plays next season.
If?
No indication that he's not.
Right. Well, he signed a two-year deal, didn't he?
No one's touching those records.
Nobody.
No one's touching the records that he's going to establish. They're going to be unbreakable. It's going to be the DiMaggio hit streak. Not Mahomes.
No.
Is it possible that the game changes so much that we see some sort of day where it's a normal thing for quarterbacks to throw 5 and 6 touchdown passes in a game because everyone has abandoned the running game and there's some sort of futuristic rule change sport where the numbers, because you say no one will get to those numbers. The numbers in that sport don't matter at all. None of them. What are the records you know in that sport?
You knew the Tom rushing
Brady's
record.
600. Right.
But I don't know the rushing record anymore.
I know Brett Favre's consecutive game streak was 50. No, it was well above that. I'm saying 56.
You know the single season sack record?
Was it 22? By Strahan?
22 and a half, 23.
22 and a half, I think, yeah.
Because Garrett has a shot at that. You're right, Dan. Numbers don't really stand out. But I know who the best is at everything, and it's Tom Brady. And even if the game evolves, is the game going to evolve to the point where someone can do what Tom Brady's done, which is just play this long?
I think 1,000 touchdown passes. 1,000. 1,000.
No.
Mike, if he throws 50 a year and plays 5 more years.
If he throws 50 a year, you just threw that out casually like he can do it.
Well, but not only
well, no,
that.
Well, no, he wants to play till he's 50. No, Dan, don't do it. I care about you.
50 touchdowns a year.
Well, this is the thing.
That's 250 is what I added on to 600.
He added 250 to 600. That's 850,
right. Give or take a few. Figure, you know, give a few.
Lucky bounces.
Yeah, a couple lucky bounces. Figure 55 a year or something like that. 17 games now, Dano.
50 touchdown passes a year for 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're gonna question it again?
So at 53, you've got him breaking the record at 50. I want to be clear on what you're alleging here.
Yeah,
you have him throwing.
I do
throwing 50 touchdowns.
He's done it once.
Yeah.
At age 52. I just simply want to be clear on what you're saying.
I don't want to dismiss Mahomes. What I'm doing with Mahomes is I don't think he's gonna play till Tom Brady's age. But Mahomes is absolutely on that path.
You really, if you're discussing this, you have to allow for future advancements in human aging. It doesn't have to just be changes in the game. It has to be changes in the human ability to age less quickly because of something Tom Brady invented.
But Mahomes already looks like he's aged at 27.
He really does. He's on the downside of his career.
He's been getting away with carrying the ball outside of his body his entire career, and now he's not. He looks a little slower. Looks a little rounder.
Can I give you a strange name as to someone who might be able to catch Brady? Because he's 24 years old. Which is the same age, by the way, as Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson.
I thought you were going to say
he's been playing 5 seasons already.
I don't think the touchdown pass, the air numbers are going to be there, especially later in his career.
That style of play is not going to hold up. Yeah. He's not going to be able to do that.
Cam Newton.
'40s.
I would have said Cam Newton in 2015. Like Cam Newton's got a shot at that record. The more mobile quarterbacks, it's the marvel of Lamar Jackson. And I'm done concentrating on what he can't do. And there's very little that he can do if this season's any evidence. He's improved. But you got to concentrate on what he is, an absolute marvel. I don't have a comp. The way that I don't have a comp for a player like Tom Brady playing at that age, I don't really have a comp for a mobile quarterback as mobile. He's their entire running game. He's his own play action, playing well into their late 30s.
I'd like to stop you on something because I want to talk about this, Dugatz. And it's such a cool thing to watch happen as a sports fan when you're watching pioneering and the resistance it runs up against. Because Mike just said, hey, I'm done saying all the things he can't do. And there might be a playoff game where all that talk can come right back, because we do remember him playing a playoff game and for 2 televised hours, he did not throw a completed pass. and it added to the narrative of something that looks like that and plays like that cannot be a quarterback in that sport. The body will break down. Whatever the criticisms are that have hit Lamar Jackson from every angle.
Mm-hmm.
I find fascinating that we're still in a place where Mike has to concede now after he's won MVPs. And Mike's not exactly the most hostile of critics on this.
On MVPs and playoff games.
But hey, I'm done with what he can't do. I've watched enough of this to know that he has restructured how this position is going to be played. The athleticism required of certain men. But I do want you, though, in the age of Kaepernick, to stand back and look at the macro here of what a pioneering person needs to endure when they're going to be a look and sound and feel and be different than what has been the established norm, any walk of life. I'm not just talking about the football position. I'm just talking about the difficulties in pioneering anywhere when the audience is used to thing X and right. You present them with an option that doesn't look like that.
Sure. And it takes some time to get used to it and to adjust to it. And I think people still are.
Is this about us?
With Lamar Jackson. Which is weird considering that he has done it now for 4 years. He's won the MVP. He has won playoff games.
It'll
He's
be right back.
Patrick Mahomes.
He loses a playoff game, it'll be right back. Like, it will come right back.
Well, no, that's the next thing on Lamar Jackson. Like, get to a Super Bowl. That's the next thing.
I know he had really good passing numbers when he won MVP, but last year there were so many red flags with his ability to throw the football accurately. But this year it seems like it's been totally corrected. He stretches the field. He throws a beautiful deep ball now. If he loses in the playoffs, especially as someone that doesn't like the Ravens at all one bit, there might be some celebration there, and I might have some of those doubts creep back in, but I'm going to start appreciating the artist for what it is that they do. He is an unprecedented talent at that, and there have been plenty of great athletes. Cam Newton, Steve Young, Mike Vick. There hasn't been someone with this running threat. This specific running threat that opens up the passing game as much. Usually you have a complementary piece. Look at all the injuries that they've had on the offensive line. Look at all the injuries that they've had in the running back room. They've survived it all because he is such a difficult weapon to guard.
I would also say there's not an elite quarterback in the NFL doing more with less. Those receivers, those running backs, he's the running game.
Great tight end.
He does have a great tight end.
They're going to eat him up, though.
But will he get that? Will he get, hey, they didn't surround him with enough talent? Or is all of it just going to fall on Lamar Jackson?
I mean, yeah. No,
because how can
him.
A man do more?
They defended him. They were at his offensive coordinator, who all of a sudden is a good offensive coordinator again. I found that criticism ridiculous. But
Bart Scott has said that Hollywood Brown's not a number one receiver for any other team in the league. Or not, I think not even a starting receiver is what he said for any
I think that speed starts for a lot of teams. He drops the ball a lot, but he's got a natural
gift. So does Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill drops the ball a lot, and they end up in interceptions a lot.
Yeah, not as quite with a regularity. Hollywood Brown is dropping the ball a lot. But
he'd start elsewhere.
Yeah, there are these guys. Ruggs, Tyreek Hill, Marquise Brown. Their speed stands out in a very fast world.
You say that, though, and I want to rewind the conversation because you say their speed stands out in a very fast world. And now I want you to look at what's playing quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens, what it's surrounded by, how you know that these tight spaces and the speed on the field is crazier than it's ever been. Fast behemoths running everywhere in a jungle of competition. And he is bending the game from the position. The most important position. Oh, you got to be careful with Hollywood Brown back there because they've got a running back who's a quarterback. They've got their running game is a running back who's also their quarterback. It's like if Derrick Henry were doing that, what he did last weekend all the time, right, throwing little flip touchdown passes. Their running back is their quarterback, and he does both well. It's not just that his athleticism is game-changing, paradigm-shifting. It's also he's value. He's playing two positions.
I know.
Like, the one behind him doesn't matter. They were in the game for Todd Gurley.
No, he's the running back.
If he set his mind to it in a game, like, I'm going into this game to break the single game rushing mark, which I think is like 296.
He could do it.
He could do it. It's yes. there for him, but he tries to keep defenses on their toes. What Cincinnati did to defend him was fascinating because they were showing everybody blitz, and then they were peeling everybody back.
Defenses Orlovsky and Clark hadn't seen before.
Yeah, they would engage the blockers and then peel off, knowing that just engaging would give Lamar Jackson something underneath. So that is kind of revolutionary. Well, the Ravens kind of did that some too, and you do show blitz sometimes. But with Lamar Jackson, you have to show, engage, and drop back so much faster than anybody else in the history of the league. It's one thing for the Bengals to do it. Like, everybody plays the Kansas City Chiefs the same way. Doesn't mean the Eagles and the Washington football team are beating the Kansas City Chiefs. They go two high safeties. Not everybody has a personnel to go two high safeties, get the pressure with the four. Not everyone has a personnel that the Bengals have. And if they try to do that with Lamar Jackson, he'll inevitably burn people. And if he starts making improvements based on how defenses play him, if they're going to set out to play him like that, it's a testament to his continued greatness.
To your point about the speed, Mike, I remember it was his second season. I was talking to Dominique Foxworth, who played for the Ravens, and he was out at camp. And I said, how good is Lamar Jackson? And he said, not good, great. Like, Hall of Fame, great. And I said, how do you know? Like, sniff test? I was poking fun at Dominique. And he said, Stugatz, do you know how hard it is to stand out on a field of world-class athletes? It's nearly impossible. Yet when you watch him, he is clearly the best athlete on that field.
Stugatz, I would ask you to examine, I really would, because you guys have, everyone listening to this has lived it. He's a young man. He's De'Aaron King's age. You have lived the pressure. You've seen the pressure cooker that he has played under from, and you get mad at me for repeating this again and again, but I think it's a fairly amazing thing. Six-time executive of the year, Bill Polian telling you, can't play that position. Do not draft it to play that position because of whatever Bill Polian's idea was, not of just what quarterback is, but what football is.
Right.
He didn't fit. The running back as a quarterback, it didn't fit. I want all of you listening to this to allow to marinate. 4 years, this dude has been playing at an impossibly high level, and instead of appreciation, what he's gotten is no, that's not good enough. You can't do that. It won't sustain. It hasn't been a marveling at the revolutionary art. It really hasn't. His experience with fandom can't be like, wow, I'm awing people all the time. Right. It's always been like, no, you're not quite good enough. I know you're unlike anything I've seen, but it's not good enough. Here's what you can't do. Here's what you can't do.
There are going to be questions about Lamar Jackson right up until he wins a Super Bowl. And even after he wins one, there still might be questions about Lamar Jackson.
It'll return as soon as he loses.
The way we analyze quarterbacks in football, because it's one player that everyone's eyes are fixated on, and we've seen in this era alone a golden era of quarterbacks that everyone is kind of skewed on it. And it's so hard to just appreciate what someone does because you have so many options of players that do a lot and have success with it. But no one's riding Mariano Rivera for being a one-pitch pitcher. And he's the greatest reliever ever. No one got on his case.
Isn't it crazy, though? Like, without even doing the obvious stuff that I always do about race, isn't it just crazy what I'm saying to you, Stugatz, which is, at the height of athleticism, where we love our athletes and our sports and we love revolutionary things in general, that a guy would come up through the pipeline and be this kind of awe-inspiring as an athlete. Dominique Foxworth telling you what he tells you. And that it would be, from every angle, how do I criticize it? Where do I criticize it? Where do I tell you that it's not enough? That it's not, I've never seen anything like it. Therefore, it can't be special because I haven't seen something like it. So I'm going to question it from all the angles. It's what I did to Tom Brady on the other end, right? Like, well, I've never seen it. I've never seen someone.
Human nature.
Seen someone age. Human nature is to age.
Right. Human nature is to doubt something that you've never seen before. And right now we're in an era where you have Tom Brady doing that. You have Lamar Jackson doing that. You have Derrick Henry, who I believe belongs in that conversation too. Someone doing it at that size. I think the average skill guy in Tennessee is 6'3", 235. I'm not joking. A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, and Derrick Henry, the team's identity. I think once Baltimore really leans into even more the identity of we're a run-blocking team, the problem is at that position is I got to think at some point the hits are going to add up.
No, they will. They have to.
They You don't know that, though.
No, they have to. He can't be that. Look.
But I'm saying that about Derrick Henry.
I said it about Westbrook.
I'm watching Kyler Murray play, and no one gets a clean hit on him. Like that, now it's a different body type slightly than Lamar Jackson, can't get a clean hit.
He's already been dealing with shoulder injuries.
I'm not even talking about wear and tear of the sport. I'm just talking about aging. You can't be a step faster than the world's best athletes when you're aging and they're not.
Speed's definitely going to go down.
Sure.
Speed's definitely got to go down. Like an athlete like Tom Brady, who never really relied on his speed,
it's timing.
That's fine. If that drops out, that's fine. He's getting better in other aspects of his game, but the speed is so crucial to Lamar Jackson's game that because his threat of his running and his effectiveness of his running, even if it goes down by some degrees, he's still going to be good. But right now, he's operating at a level that is just, I don't see how that's sustainable. Inevitably, just the aging process and just taking hits, he's going to slow down some.
But Dan's making the point that people aren't stopping to appreciate what it is Lamar Jackson is doing. I think they are. I'm not saying everyone is, but I think people have realized he's the MVP.
Realizing now.
But Mike, what I'm telling you is once you cross that and you're done marveling at this guy changing the position, he becomes every other great quarterback where you start asking the same questions. Can he lead you to a Super Bowl? Can he take you to a deep playoff run?
This is so great about Stu Gatz. Yes, Dan, all that about
appreciation. But that stuff happens.
No, but you're the leader of it.
Yes, I am.
That stuff happens.
I'm a year or two away from starting to ask those questions.
I love that you're like, hey, everyone, this whole thing we've done of not appreciating Lamar enough for being unprecedented, that's wrong. We shouldn't do that. Win a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Like you are.
What it's all about, you know?
You are that person.
No, once you stop, listen. We all agree he's talented, MVP good, best athlete in the league, okay? Once you agree on that, it gets down to winning. Go win.
I don't think, but that's
not there yet.
But where is the agreement on that? If he loses a game in the playoffs.
Dan, if he really wants to revolutionize the position, validate it with a Super Bowl. I'm not saying he has to. I'm saying it will help. I'm saying it will help, and that's what people are going to start saying. And I'll be there with him.
But he was the best player in an NFL season by winning in the MVP. You don't think that truly revolutionizes it?
I do. I said I think he has revolutionized the position.
Revolutionize it in the playoffs. Revolutionize it again.
Yes.
Keep revolutionizing it.
Daytime ESPN programming thing where it's just like championship or bust and rings as an argument.
Where do you think it's headed, though, for him?
Stu Gatz, can you stop getting there yet while we're still here
let's enjoy the ride.
Well, I am enjoying the ride.
No, you're not.
Well, how do you know what ride I'm enjoying?
In his defense, he said he's enjoying the ride.
You're not on the ride.
Because you've
been critical of this
person. I don't judge your ride, don't judge my ride.
You're arguing, you're giving lip service.
I'm telling you where it's headed. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, he said in 2 years he's gonna stop enjoying the ride.
You're
giving lip service to appreciating Lamar Jackson. You want him to do it in the playoffs today, even though it's week 7 or 8 or whatever it is.
No, in 2 years. I mean, he gets a pass for 2 more years, and maybe I'm not the first of the party, okay? Because I guarantee it's going to start happening this year. But someone's going to say it, Dan. And I think that's a sign of Lamar Jackson. Hey, he's revolutionized it, and now we're going to criticize him like we do everyone else.
When I said earlier, he's going to age and others aren't.
Yeah.
The pipeline of athletes coming for your jobs, younger people keep getting on this bigger, stronger, faster train. He's not going to be able to be more of an athlete than the 22-year-olds of the future when he's 29, 30, 31, 32.
Stu Gatz is the reason why I sit back and I watch the Manning cast and I'm like, well, thank God this guy got 2 rings. I didn't think he was really good in the Super Bowl that he won the MVP in. That should have been Dominic Rhodes' MVP. It was raining that game. And he was one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen win a Super Bowl with that Denver team. He was so bad, such a shell of himself. If his team didn't perform well in those Super Bowls, that would be his legacy.
Right.
Because that's the way we are in this country. It's Charles Barkley's legacy, even though it's a little different with him because now he's been a television personality longer than he's been a player.
Well, you guys are acting like what I'm saying is specific to Lamar Jackson. It's not. It's specific to great quarterbacks.
Specific
I'll do it to Americans. I'll do it to Justin Herbert too soon. Yeah. I mean, I'm just letting you know.
In a couple of years. He's got 4 years.
3 or 4 years.
He's got 4 years. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's excited because he might get to start doing it to Mahomes faster than he thought he'd be able to.
Well, he already checked that box, though.
Even with the title, like, you know, we can continue.
Win another.
Yeah. We can continue to analyze these quarterbacks and whether you can win a Super Bowl without with this quarterback or that quarterback, but
right now, Mahomes is Flacco. I mean, he's Trent Dilfer.
We can continue to do all of that, and I will remind you that Jimmy Garoppolo was 5 minutes from Mahomes having no titles and Garoppolo having a title and really screwing up the entirety of this argument and whether or not a quarterback is good enough to win a Super Bowl with.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers has only won one. Don't think I've forgotten about you. You better win a second one to validate this career. You want me to call you the best quarterback of all time? You need a second.
Do it like Peyton Manning. 9 touchdowns, 17 interceptions in a season. One of the worst Super Bowl winning quarterbacks we've ever seen.
You got to get at least one, though. I think you got to get at least one if you want to be considered the elite just because of reactions like that.
Right. I think you need two.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Drew Brees has one. How will you think of him?
Not as an all-time great.
You don't think of him as like a top 10 quarterback of all time?
No. Top 10.
Here we go.
No numbers.
Tana's got four.
Eli Manning is the best. How are we doing this? So if you've got two
Eli's
titles.
Eli's better than Aaron Rodgers.
Who's got the second most passing touchdowns in NFL history?
The second most after Tom Brady? I don't know.
It's
who cares?
Drew Brees, isn't it?
It's Drew Brees.
Right. Who cares? One ring. Would you rather have the second most touchdown passes in the history of the NFL or Eli Manning's two rings?
I'd rather have the second most passing touchdowns in the NFL and Drew Brees' one ring.
You're wrong. Yeah,
Drew Brees wouldn't even want that. If you offered him another ring, he'd take another ring.
He'd answer that for public optics, but he's had a very good career.
He's not going to be second for very long.
No.
That's going to come down. You can't take away rings.
Aaron Rodgers will probably catch him, but Aaron Rodgers is considerably far away right now.
So Marino's not eligible.
No.
Zero rings.
No, get out of here, please, Marino. I'm telling you that Drew Brees would give 100 touchdown passes back to have Eli's ring, second ring.
100?
100. So, perhaps more.
Well, wait a minute. If it's perhaps more, then is it
100
more?
Would put him at fifth all time, by the way.
You take it. A fifth with two rings.
All right. So this is an interesting hair splitting you guys are doing here. So we're in agreement. We have now evolved so much as a show that it used to be, would you rather have Charles Barkley's career or Robert Horry's career? And Stugatz was always arguing rings.
People used to ask if you wanted Mikan's career.
And I think
look what happened to him this week.
Right. I think we settled that it was Big Shot Bob, right?
Well, except for Big Shot Bob came on and said, I'd rather have Barkley's career. So it seems like it was settled, but not the way that you think it should have been settled. Mm-hmm. And so we put that away.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're parsing it. So it's like,
bullshit Bob.
Would Drew Brees with one title, how much of his trophy room would he give back for a second title?
Would he give up a man of the year?
Oh,
a man of the year and 100 touchdown passes.
Man, no, the man of the year is so prestigious.
Really?
The unique little
name the
patch.
Last 10 men of the year.
Go ahead, name
all
another.
Right. All right, I'm
go. Jason Taylor was a man of the year.
Oh, well, and Taylor would give that back right now just to play in a Super Bowl.
Playing a playoff game.
Just thinking about who has the...
Eugene Robinson was a man of the year.
I'm just trying to think of who has the patch, the Walter Payton patch on their uniforms. J.J. Watt has one.
J.J. Watt,
of course he does.
If he could, he'd wear a uniform of only them.
Hey, would you say man of the year on the back?
J.J. Watt wants to play with that emblem just like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, just right over his penis. Just that's it.
Just Walter Payton dangling above his genitalia.
Man of the year, Walter Payton patch, J.J. Watt.
Does Russell Wilson have one?
If you want to make an astronaut suit out of the patches, I suppose he'd like that too.
He would love that. Russell Wilson, does he have a man of the year?
Yeah, does he have that patch, Mr. Unlimited?
I have no idea.
So.
He has a Super Bowl, needs a second.
Seahawks QB Russell Wilson named 2020 Walter Payton NFL man of the year.
Oh, what
I'm just doing by the uniforms.
And you don't think he makes that exchange? Hey, Eli, take my man of the year, I'll take your ring.
He's already got a title.
But this is a second one.
Is there a public ceremony in which he's like, I'd like to give back all my good works?
This one's hard to answer because Russell Wilson cares way too much about his public image. But Russell Wilson.
But once you have two rings, you don't have to.
Also wants to be winner guy.
I'll do it this way. Eli's not giving up the ring for any of that. He doesn't want your 100 touchdown passes. He doesn't want your man of the year. He wants that second ring.
Eli's rings are unique because he beat the Patriots. He beat Tom Brady. He ended an undefeated season. So in many respects, Eli's Super Bowl ring is like that much more impressive.
Eli has a man of the year.
Oh, wow.
Would Eli trade one championship for a marriage with a pop star? To have the tabloid.
To have Russell Wilson's life?
To have the Russell Wilson, whatever the public persona is.
Eli's married with children. He seems very, very happy. I just saw two rings, man of the year.
I saw end zone paint in his last name. Yeah. Co-man of the year.
Eli's fine. Eli's really in the driver's seat.
Yeah, when it's all said and done, he may be the best Manning.
What you're trying to do is paint the picture of Eli After Manning Arch. At the Met Gala with Sierra
Giants dress. Just won't let me have it. He just wants to, for some reason, he wants to fiercely defend the family life of Eli Manning. But yes, that is where I wanted to go, Mike.
Eli David
Sierra. Wanted to go Eli Manning. Look, Eli Manning, I still remember him showing up way too early to our party when we threw a Super Bowl party that had all these people at it. He was the first one to arrive. Everyone there, Andy King and Jeremy Marks Peltz, were making fun of how early he arrived. As Matt Leinart, you could tell his career was going to go into the toilet because he was drunk already and headed to the sauna and the steam room and the whirlpool.
JMP. I mean, a rare second mention in a week.
Didn't you make Nick Lachey FaceTime Abby or something?
Yes,
or hop
from
on the phone.
That
this was
party.
Prior to
I did. I made Nick Lachey. I didn't make him. I asked him to FaceTime Abby.
No, there's no FaceTime back then.
If you know Stu Gatz, he makes you. He just, like, yes, it's not just.
Yeah. Did you just call him, hey, 98 degrees, say hello to my wife. Hey, where did 98 degrees go?
I mean, he spent a good 10 minutes on the phone with her. It was very nice of him.
Eli Manning got there before anybody.
Yes, he did. You're scored.
And he wore the pants your grandfather would wear to his 3:30 p.m. dinner. And yes, that's where I was trying to take you, Stu Gatz. Eli Manning at the Met Gala, tabloid headlines, pop star life.
This is why he needs a producer to help him with timing, Dan. He's too early.
Right. But does it seem like Eli wants anything to do with that? No.
That's not my point, Stu Gatz. Again, you're going to defend the family? Yeah, I'm sure his family.
Nice family.
I just want to think about it. I just want to imagine it.
Okay.
Jessica just lurched into the show because the last 20 minutes she's been sitting there, but she's been icing her nose.
I'm so embarrassed.
She's been icing her nose with what was, I think, an Italian icy, right? That's what you were doing.
Luigi's.
And what is it now that you're doing?
Well, this is a proper ice pack, as Chris Whittingham would say.
Well, what happened?
I drilled my nose on the door of the bathroom stall in the Clevelander. I'm in pain, Dan. I think I might have broken something.
You think it's broken?
There's no blood, but I Googled it. Never Google any injury. I read some terrifying things. I'm now in a panic spiral. Might need Billy to help me.
Why are you so out of that? Wrong
person. Do you typically open doors with your face or?
No, It like swung around and it hit me really hard in the nose. And yeah, I kind of had to like stumble back into the room with a Luigi's Italian ice.
Over time, Dan, do you think there's a bathroom anywhere in America that has done more damage to noses than the one at the Clevelander Hotel?
I can think of a few.
Miami's?
Yeah.
Miami bathrooms are littered with the corpses of noses that have rusted out.
She walked into the studio. She's like, oh my God, I just rocked my nose in the bathroom. And we're like, welcome to Miami.
Welcome to Miami, Jess.
All right, I'm going to get coffee, guys. Does anyone want anything? From Starbucks?
Good.
No? Nobody?
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.